T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Are you ready?
It's Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier. Right now on Sports Radio WEEI.
Even when you think about what Jerry Jones said, I think it's crazy. And I just think it's inconsiderate of a person being a human being. I think, to me, like I was telling Greg the other day, I just thought it was like, remind me of the Dred Scott case. You know, you're a property, so you don't have the ability to be a person first. And I think that in this generation, I think that sends the wrong message to young kids and young people all across the world, that your employer doesn't see you as a human being, they see you as a piece of property. And if that's the case, then I don't get it. I just don't get why you don't see him as a human being. You don't see us as human beings first.
That is Michael Bennett. Don't get used to that, because you're not going to hear much of that anymore. My guess is that Michael Bennett is going to do what most of these guys do when they join the New England Patriots. They will change their act, tone their act down. Is that fair to say? I'm not sure this organization is going to allow him to be as freewheeling as he's been in the past. And it's a shaky pass there.
Okay. Yes. That happens with everybody. You are really tied up in this whole, he's a problem, this is going to be an issue. This is where you go. Anywhere else? And I would say, you didn't really hear much from him in Philadelphia. I don't hear much from him. I don't hear any chirping, any real issues with him in Philly.
Well, we weren't watching him every single day.
I know, but it wasn't a national story.
Well, the case in Las Vegas was off the charts.
I agree. No, that to me is enough.
Police brutality
the thing
story.
And I agree with Tom E. Curran. Like, he's a tough guy to like. Honestly, he is tough to like. Just not a fan, personally.
Right.
His play, it's going to work. And I would say if Martellus Bennett was able to thrive and succeed and get by, and the Patriots love him, because do you think Martellus Bennett came in here and just went through the motions? Think he was lazy? Because if he was lazy, he would have been thrown out of here in a second. If he didn't cooperate, if he didn't, you know, work his ass off, they wouldn't have brought him back. I mean, I keep go back to it. The guy was great here. Martellus Bennett was great here. And look how quickly it turned. He went to Green Bay. Mike McCarthy.
Yeah.
Went from a great quarterback to another great. It wasn't like he went to some chump.
Right.
And he's having issues with Aaron Rodgers. He's having issues with that whole organization to the point where they say, we don't even want you to come to work, dude. So what does he do? Maybe he starts faking an injury. He's getting a really bad rep. He's not getting along with anybody. What do the Patriots do? They bring him back, even though he had a bum shoulder. Because he told the Patriots, he was honest with Bill, said, listen, I'm jacked up, but I love you. I love this organization, so I'm going to try and give it a try. He gives it a try. He gets hurt. He's out for the year. Was that worth it for the Patriots? Honestly.
I hear what you're saying, but he's
a proven example of the difference in organization and respect that the Patriots get.
There's no doubt. Tom's a big part of it.
I don't know who's calling the defense. I think Schiano. I want to say Schiano coached him in Tampa.
Yeah,
there's a connection there.
He was in Tampa.
Was it Tampa? All right.
Yep.
I want to say that there's a connection there. I don't know if they're friends. I don't know if they like each other. Greg Schiano's. Oh, you're saying they do not like each other?
They do not. We have explosive quotes coming.
Oh, see, that's the problem. See, that's the problem. Because remember, Schiano's time in Tampa was terrible. I mean, it was terrible. They couldn't get rid of him fast enough. He was running that program like a Pop Warner high school team, you know, back in the Junction Boy days. Do you have quotes on him or not?
He's bringing him in here in a second.
Yeah, see, that is the problem.
Okay. So the point that I'm trying to make, and you said it, or you stole it from Tommy Curran, is that
he's
a hard guy to like.
I wanted to give Tom some.
He's a hard guy to like, and he's been involved in some episodes in which he did not tell the whole truth. He put everybody out there in a position in Vegas, and we talked an awful lot about it at the time, in which he's sitting there bringing up police brutality. All right, and obviously, when it does happen, we need to know about it, and something has to be done about it. In this case, he made it all up. He lied about it, okay? And so later we found that out because there was videotape and there was nothing to support it. So to me, stuff like that is a little bit different than talking about Randy Moss maybe not liking his coach or not not being motivated against bad teams.
He wrote a book also. Why white people are scared. Yes. What is it? Do you remember what it was? It was some weird.
Did it come out?
It was an aggressive title. I think it came and went.
Did it? We should look that up because I did remember us talking about it, that he was in the process of writing about it. So this is a little bit different.
So the Schiano angle kind of changes it for me a little bit. It does. Why didn't they like each other? Was it a social issues? Was it coaching style? Was it lack of respect? What was it?
Well, the big part
because I can tell you if I went to a team where I knew the offensive coordinator and I hated each other, and I don't know if it's that bad, I'd really have to think about it because it's going to be miserable. We don't like each other.
Wait a minute. So Belichick had to sit down and talk to Greg Schiano about this, yes. Right? It's not like, hey, Greg, I know you had a real problem with this guy, but tough. We're bringing him in anyway. We need this guy. You know, I'm not sure that, you know, Greg Schiano has had to approve all of this. So Bennett was talking about Schiano. He said, I think he just wants, and this is the whole situation with Tampa Bay, I think he just wants to flex his power. He has small man syndrome.
Mm.
I still talk to guys who are there, and trust me, there's not much respect for him in the locker room. It says here that Schiano lost some respect during the summer of 2012 when during joint workouts with the Patriots, he demonstrated a reverence for his friend and apparent idol Pats coach Bill Belichick that Buck players found alarming. He gathered us before we practiced, told us that if Belichick had something to said something to us on the field, we should listen, one current Bucks player recalls. Treat their coaches like their coaches. And we were like, huh? When we finally practiced together, whatever Belichick wanted, he did. It was hilarious. And then he goes, Bennett, who laughs at the recollection, put it this way. He's trying to be Belichick. Yeah, some people think Belichick's a bleep, but he's a legend. When this guy acts that way, it's a whole different deal. Now that Bennett has relocated to the Pacific Northwest, obviously an old story, Pete Carroll was his coach at the time, where Pete Carroll runs an unfailingly upbeat operation, the defensive end truly appreciates the difference in leadership styles. It's lovely here, Bennett says. I can't even explain to people how it is here compared to Tampa. They wouldn't believe me, like Lane Johnson says.
Mm-hmm.
They have fun. We have fun.
Yeah. Well, he's also okay. So if you go back, and I get it, Schiano gets into goes to Tampa, tries to establish a different mentality. Because this is when he was remember it was the end of the game. I don't even know who they were playing, but he told the defensive line on a basically a victory formation, which is when the entire offense comes up and listen, we're not running a play. We're not running a play. There's 2 seconds left on the clock. Can we just snap it and take a knee and go home? You concede, checkmate. But no, Schiano said, ordered his defense to fire out and attack the defensive line regardless. That's what they did. There was a big debate. Yeah, a lot of controversy around that play. And some guys were like, it's football. Yeah, he played to the whistle. That was probably Callahan's take, right? Out of play. The game ain't over.
Nuggets.
You got to play to the end. So, and one guy referred to his experience in Tampa when Greg Schiano was the head coach. It said, it's like being in Cuba. Basically, you have no rights. You can't leave. You have to speak when spoken to. You have to stay in line. And a guy like Bennett, who has a really strong personality, that's not going to go over well.
No, but the difference is, as you already referred to it, he's coming here. He's talked to his brother an awful lot. You're coming into Bill Belichick. If Bill Belichick says something to you, you're going to treat it with a lot more respect. What does Greg Schiano ever want?
Well, but again,
there's a difference there.
But
now,
Bennett knows.
Hold on. Now he's going to be his defensive coordinator here in New England. Yeah. But we know that Belichick has sat down with Schiano. They had the conversation. That was probably one of the first guys he went to and said, hey, you had him in Tampa Bay.
Yeah.
Tell me what you think.
Like?
What is he like? What are we dealing with? I had Martellus here. I need to know what he's like. And Schiano,
well, can you work with him, Greg?
Right.
Can you work with this guy?
Yeah.
Because you're going to be his coach.
Yep.
And you hear what he said. And I would say here's a bigger indication Because Bennett said this before his brother, Martellus Bennett, even played for the Patriots. And you just read the quote. I'll just read it again. He said, yeah, some people think Belichick's a blank, you know, probably a jerk, but, you know, worse than that. But he's a legend. He knows Bill's a legend. So there's automatic, instant respect.
So Bill can get away with an awful lot more with some of these players that he's acquiring, even the guys that are a little bit strange, that defy authority. You can't do it with Belichick. And by the way, even more so now with Bennett, he's got $7 million, but guess what? He may be zero. They can simply say, hey, if he's screwing around, I tell you what, Michael, you got $7 million coming. It's not guaranteed. I'll cut your ass. If you're going to do it, you're not going to follow what we like to operate here in New England, I'll let you go. And then good luck, buddy. We'll see if another team wants to pick you up. They'll pick you up probably. What? Veterans minimum, maybe make $2.5 million, something like that. Whatever they've got left on the cap number. In essence, Belichick's got him by the balls here.
But I just, it's really easy to come and play for the Patriots. It is. You want to. The dynasty's coming to an end. You want to be a part of it. And you believe him. There's so much credibility as opposed to a Greg Schiano who, what, coached at, what did he coach? Was it Temple or was it Rutgers? It was Rutgers. Coached at Rutgers, okay, brought that team, brought that program back from the depths of, they were dead and buried.
Right.
Since he left, I know you got an update, and I already said this, by
we
the
did.
Way.
We talked about it.
But brought them back, and here you got some college coach trying to do the rah-rah thing, and you're in the pros.
All right, about an hour ago, when this first story first broke, you said, don't be surprised if Martellus Bennett isn't involved in this as well. Then you're going to have the McCourty brothers, even though they're twins. The Bennett brothers are not twins, but you'll have both of these brothers. Adam Schefter. Now reporting, Michael and Martellus Bennett have always wanted to play together. Now that the Patriots are trading for Michael, Martellus is interested in coming out of retirement to join his brother in New England, per a source. You brought it up once the story broke. We talked about this.
So I think that whole message...
And that might be part of the deal. That might be part of the deal. Michael, you come up here, okay? We're going to trade for you. You make the trade. You're operating through the brother right now. You're operating through Martellus. Martellus, your brother's a hell of a player. 34, but I'm telling you, hell of a player. Perfect for us and what we need up here or whatever. And you know what? We could use another tight end right now because, you know, we don't have Allen anymore. We got rid of Allen here, so we got an opening here. And that wouldn't surprise me at all. You brought this up when we first started talking about
it. No, so Martellus Bennett sent out that, was it an Instagram message or Twitter message, whatever, a video of him at the gym.
To Gronk.
To Gronk, yeah.
Yes.
I don't know if you guys have it. Can you play it? But we'll wait for it or not. Because when free agency starts, the rumors are you already kind of have an idea who's interested and who's not. So you go to your agent, season ends. Okay, who have you been talking to? Well, I've been talking to this team, and that team. Who has the most serious interest? Well, you know, the Patriots really love trying to figure out a way, need a defense end. Trey Flowers is leaving. Got to figure out a way how to get another defense end that can play multiple positions, that's versatile, blah, blah, blah. Wow. Hey, I talked to my brother. Hey, the Patriots are interested in my brother, Michael Bennett. Well, this is a great opportunity. Why don't we make it a package deal?
Mm-hmm.
Let them know that I want to still play.
Yep.
It makes total sense.
Yeah. So you fill in Allen, you pay less money for that second tight end, right? A lot less money. And then you're looking at the Trey Flowers thing. You probably have heard Miami's willing to go 15, 16, 17 million a year, maybe up to $80 million total package, too much guaranteed money. And you're sitting there going, guys, we're not going to saddle ourselves
with
that deal. We can go out and do $7 million, and if it doesn't work, we can move on.
Yeah, the thing with Martellus Bennett is free agent. Coming off an injury, already kind of did his roundabout, you know, walkabout, sorry, where he goes and finds himself. You're not paying him anything.
No, he's not getting
You're
money.
Giving him a veteran minimum deal.
No,
you're giving him some incentives.
You're giving him a family reunion.
Yeah.
That's
you're
what you're giving him.
A small bonus.
Right. Exactly. A family reunion.
And the difference between, sorry, and I'll let you get to this call, the difference between what this means for Gronk and what this means for Trey, not even close to being the same.
No. Big Al was in Georgia. Hey, Big Al.
Good afternoon, boys.
What's up, Big Al?
Well, you know, if Michael Bennett is a, quote, hard guy to like, so what? Glenn Ordway's a hard guy to
True.
Like.
True. You got to get to know him, though.
Show.
He grows on you. like a fungus.
You know,
athlete's foot.
He interrupts a lot of the callers. He takes both sides of a lot of the issues. But so what? Occasionally, if you're lucky, you learn something. So, I mean, you know, today could be the day. Who knows?
I doubt it. Anyways,
this is, Christian, you had it. This is a business decision. It could be good. It could be bad. We'll see. But I think this is another one of these low-risk, high-reward things that Belichick does. He's not batting 1,000, maybe. I mean, Albert Haynesworth was here for what? A cup of coffee and a sandwich, and that didn't work. But that was still a low risk. I mean, you know, they haven't all produced it. I thought we got our money's worth out of Michael Floyd for a couple of games and a couple of playoff games and what have you. I mean, you know, it could be something here. And if he doesn't work out, you can just cut the guy. Like you said, Glenn, you just cut him. You're not really risking too much. We brought in a guy after we traded Mike Vrabel. In 08, we brought in Derek Burgess, traded a couple of pretty high picks for him. And he only started 6 games, and we cut him the next year. Now, that was a lot to give up, maybe, for Derek Burgess. This isn't hardly anything to give up.
No, he's a good player.
Yeah.
He's a good player. Nobody's, I'm not even talking about that. I think it's a great deal.
No, I don't think any of us have questioned, you know, his playing ability. Now, there are some people that might look at it out there and say, if we're going to lose Trey Flowers, who could be here for the next 5 years, versus Michael Bennett, then you're not feeling good about it. But as Big Al just said, it is a business decision. So some team out there is willing to pay Trey Flowers apparently a lot more money than the New England Patriots are. We knew this was all a possibility. And if that happens, then what do? You do what the Patriots always do. You cover your ass and you get somebody who's
free
dependable.
Free agency insurance.
Right.
Hey, so is there any other brothers out there that are in the league? Let me see. There's got to be the Kelce brothers. Kelce brothers.
Yes.
But
who else?
There's only one Gronk left that's playing. All the other brothers are the Watts. J.J. Watt.
There's another one.
That's another one. Bosa. There's going to be 2 Bosas in the league.
Yes,
yeah, his brother's
going to be
from Ohio State,
second or third draft,
top 3 pick.
Yep.
So we probably weren't going to get those guys. Right. We need to get some older brothers. Maybe we can find some brothers that are coaches.
You want to do your brother segment now, or you want to hold on?
No, I'm going to do robot umps.
I'd really like to do the brother segment at about 6:05.
Hey, you can hang make around, it a thing.
Put some extra time. I don't know who's here, but
there's going to be some stat.
Spin
okay,
the wheel.
I guarantee
you can work with them.
There's going to be some stat. Okay, it'll be another stat or first time ever, some ESPN stats and information poll or whatever it is that they throw out there. That somehow Bill Belichick and the New England Patriots are the first team to ever have 2 sets of brothers on their team.
What an honor for Bill. I'd like to get his reaction. Tremendous. Tim's in Natick next up here on OMF.
What's going on, fellas?
What's up, Tim?
Hey, listen, you guys are right. Bennett's insurance, absolutely, for Trey Flowers. But I wouldn't necessarily say it's a done deal that Trey is going to go someplace else. I think the Patriots could get away with, you know, if he's willing to take a little bit of a discount, somewhere in the $15 million average salary range.
Hey, here's why it's difficult, Tim.
I think you might look at, actually, is Adrian Claiborne could easily get cut and save about $4 million in cap. He was awful, non-existent this year. I mean, I think he had, 2 sacks or 2.5 sacks?
Yeah, no, he was very disappointing. He was disappointing.
Money. Exactly. So I wouldn't be surprised if they can get the Trey Flowers deal done somewhere around $15 million a year and Bennett is taking over for Claiborne and not taking over for Flowers.
That's still a lot of money when you're talking 15 and now you're talking 7 for Bennett, unless Bennett is just insurance to get the Trey Flowers deal done and then you dump Bennett. But I would say this, Tim, I think it's going to be difficult, and I thought all along it was going to be difficult, especially when you look at guys at Flowers' position now that have been franchise tagged. And so, therefore, you got a lot of need out there, okay, a lot of demand, and the supply is simply not there for other teams, and especially if you're Miami. Miami's got to make a major move. They have a new head coach who needs somebody in that's going to help him sell his system to the rest of those players. Trey Flowers is the perfect guy to do it. And when you're talking about, you know, coming in for a hometown discount, it's bigger than a hometown discount because in Florida, there's no state income tax.
So the
big difference.
So the guys.
Absolutely. And every single thing you said makes perfect sense. The only thing is there's something to be said of why Belichick didn't franchise him. it's kind of how he's done it in the past with everyone. Hey, go out. And
well, I don't think he franchised him because he figured, Tim, now it's almost like it pisses players off. And so you get nowhere with them. So sometimes it's almost best to sit down to kind of say to him, we're not going to throw the franchise tag at. We love you. We want you to be on the team. We're not going to throw the franchise tag, but let's try to talk now between now and the deadline and see if we can work something out, okay? And then, as we said earlier on the show, send him out there in the free agency. Listen, we love you. Go see what the market is, your market value is. Come back and talk to us. And before you do anything, come back and talk to us. We'll see if we can work something out for you. I'm not sure that's the case with this one. I'd love to see him back here. I'm not sure it's going to happen. All right, more phone calls on the Patriots trade with the Philadelphia Eagles today. Michael Bennett is now a member of the New England Patriots. Your phone call, 617-779-7937. Is it the end of Trey Flowers? Load him up.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
The Drive Home is brought to you by Town Fair Tire. Now back to Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier on Sports Radio WEEI.
Heard it's the year of the comeback. What's up, Patriots? Yo, Bill, Tom, holla at your boy. You already know what's up. Yo, Gronk, hold on. Hold on, Gronk. Hold on, Gronk. Your boy's on the way, Gronk. Hold on, Gronk. Your boy's on the way, Gronk. Put the Robin signal in the air, Batman. Let's go. Put the Robin signal in the air. Robin's coming back, Batman.
All right, that's Martellus Bennett.
That's it. You already know what's up.
Yes.
You already know what's up. Hey, when was that sent out? You guys have a date for that?
A few days ago, right? Beginning of the week?
Last week.
I have 2/28.
Okay.
February?
Yeah, so a week ago.
Yeah, about a week ago.
Okay.
10 days
ago. Yeah. So, but it makes a little bit more sense now, does it not? So he knew something was in the pipeline, right?
Yeah.
He knew it.
Hey, Gronk, guess what, man? Hey, they're thinking about signing my brother, dude. If they sign my bro, I am coming back. I just went to the gym. Let's do this.
So you tell me, do you feel better that you, or worse, that you would end up getting both of the Bennetts?
Yeah.
Here?
Yeah, I feel worse.
Okay, I do too.
I think I just want one. I want to separate them. Maybe, you know, when my brother and I shared a room, we got mad at each other one day. We actually put tape down on the carpet and we said, you can't come on my side of the room. I can't come on your side of the room. It's kind of what I want for the Patriots. They just, both together.
I don't like this. They're both outspoken. They both like to talk an awful lot and get other people involved.
It's different than McCourty's.
Much different. Much different. Much different.
Trust them.
Yeah. I think I'd feel better with one of them.
Yeah.
Dandy right there.
And it sounds like you're going to get both of them. And I'm wondering. Interesting. Chris is in Maine. Next up here in EEI. What do you got, Chris?
Hey, good afternoon, guys. You know, thanks for taking my. I like the Bulls. You know, obviously, I'd rather have someone like the McCourty's in the locker room probably than those two personalities. But you know, getting to Trey Flowers and all this, you know, I mean, him and Bola, he got released today by the Dolphins, and.
Okay.
You know, if you look at that, and
unfortunately, you call us back because your line is bad. He was bringing up Danny Amendola.
Yeah, he's got released by the Dolphins.
Good, made sense because they couldn't. They're not going to pay him the big bucks.
Soon be a Jet.
Yeah, but I think what he was going to get at is would the Patriots bring him in?
Bring them all back. I think you should bring them all back.
Would it surprise you if the Patriots?
My helmet still fits.
You only have one wide receiver under contract right now. Is that correct?
Well, Edelman.
Edelman. That's it.
Yeah,
one guy under contract. So. Why not bring Amendola? If it's not going to cost you a lot of money, who's going to pay big money right now for Danny Amendola?
Nobody.
Right.
Nobody. He could be done. He could be a model, though. What is he doing? He'd make more
money
than a
model.
That's a
good point. He probably could make more money as a model.
That's what I would do.
Than he could
be
as
on some like reality show, player. Like what it takes to be Amendola.
Plus, you don't get your body really beaten up much, do you,
no,
as a model?
Uh-uh. No. Yeah, so you're asking about the wide receivers. So
one guy under contract.
So Chris Hogan, gone. Philip Dorsett, free agent. Both those guys, free agency. Yes. Josh Gordon, don't want him back.
Right.
Players under contract. So you have Matthew Slater, Braxton Berrios, Darren Andrews, who I bet no one could actually point out in a lineup. And
so Berrios is still under contract. He's a slot guy.
Well, he's a rookie.
Guy.
He was a rookie last year.
He's a slot guy. Right?
No, never saw the field. Okay. Right. Clemson guy. No. Yeah, Clemson guy.
Yeah.
And Damon Patterson, no relation to Cordarrelle Patterson. So you really only have one, two, three, four, five guys under contract. And Edelman, who is at $8.95 million, takes up the majority of that. So, money committed. This is from, I don't know who is this from. Oh, Curran. You have $8.95 million contributed to all the wide receivers on your team, and Edelman takes $4.5 million of that.
So,
you got a lot of room.
So if Danny Amendola wants to play for cheap money, maybe he's a possibility. Eric Weddle just signed by the Rams after getting released by the Ravens, right? He played for the Ravens last year. He got released. So he signs with the Rams. I'm surprised he signed that quickly, but maybe.
So a guy like Amendola, you could if he wants to play and it's cheap dollars and it's not a non-guaranteed contract, I would come into camp.
Absolutely.
In a second, right. Get the band back together.
Well, he knows the system. He knows what they do.
It's easy. It's a quick pick. He's not ever going to be a. He played a lot and made a bunch of big plays because everybody was getting hurt. But he's a 30 catch guy.
Yeah,
he's a situational guy, a punt returner. You're bringing him cheap money. Yeah, I would definitely knock on that door. Yeah, bring them all back.
Yeah, I mean, he left because he wanted to make a big payday, and he didn't want to continue to take a cut.
So, Adam Gase gets fired, ends up going to the Jets. Now, where would you rather go? If the Jets were going to pay you $1 million more than the Patriots, where would you go?
I'm not sure the Jets would pay him you're setting up your own,
Because the Jets will pay him more. The Jets,
yes,
he'll be more valuable in New York than he would in New England.
But I'm not sure it's going to be $1 million more. I don't think
my point is that the allure and the advantages of playing for the Patriots are worth $1 million.
Right. So do you feel comfortable being with Adam Gates? Do you like Gase? Do you like what you
mark
what,
that time 4:38?
Do you like what you were doing with Adam Gase?
You're not going to win in New York.
Right.
You're not going to win in New York, so.
Coach Gase is one of the guys, one of the boys.
Oh, that's right, one of the guys.
He did love him, and he did rip Bill on the way out.
Did he?
Yeah, he did.
I don't
rip
think
him.
So.
He did.
We saw him
shots.
At the Super Bowl, and he basically said, "Listen, I knew they weren't going to pay me." It was like
New England is almost like you had a principal in a principal's office.
But notice what he did. He hugged both of us. It was a warm embrace. I don't know what yours was like, but mine felt pretty good. And then we asked him to come on the show and talk about it.
He said no.
He said no.
Wait, but
you
didn't really think that. Was that ripping him?
He took some shots at him. He did.
But he loved it. He makes you better. He also finished it with, and he's right.
Well,
it's a tough place to play.
He tried to balance it. Everybody tries to do that. Give a little balance to it. But he took what could be construed as some legitimate shots, wouldn't you say?
No.
No?
Not really.
Well, go look them up. Go look up some of the lines that were there.
Well, play the lines.
No. I said go find some of them.
You're talking to me?
No, I'm talking to the producers in the other room. I'm pointing to the producers
in
the other room.
Me.
I'm working on it.
God, wish Lou were here today and you were off.
Lou's probably just...
Poor Lou couldn't be here today.
Couldn't be here because he's not tough. He's a typical baseball guy.
Yeah, he's in the dentist chair. And
a 10-day DL.
Of course, the rest of the host on this program... When you go into the dentist chair at 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock in the morning, you sit there and say, okay, mouth's going to be beaten up a little bit. Maybe a little Novocaine, maybe so I floor a little bit. And it's the Celtic, it's like that. But you show up. What does Lou do?
I'm not going to be on the radio today, so I want some drugs.
Want some drugs. I can't do it. He can't do it.
He's a baseball player.
He's a baseball player. There's no question. Today really verified.
Yes,
he
just,
is a
he had an opportunity.
Player. He's not a tough guy.
To prove us all wrong.
Yeah, it could have been
so
a tough
Glenn, soft, weak, little irritating Glenn.
Weenie.
Big giant. That's the way I describe this. He gets surgery. Mm-hmm. The same exact surgery that Lou got.
That's right.
Make sure he got it. Didn't tell anybody. Came to work.
Nope.
Thought the Novocaine was going to wear off, right? Came to work, and you got slurring. One of the best sound bites ever, by the way, by you.
So I went in there, and they told me it was going to wear off by 1 o'clock. Three of their off-season program today. It was the top.
Do you have the whole thing, Amy? Do you have it from the beginning? Because it doesn't matter how old it was.
Well, the Patriots start phase three of their off-season program today, the OTAs at Gillette Stadium. No Tom Brady, no Gronk. Red Sox take 3 out of 4 from Baltimore. They wrap up the series with a 5-0 shutout on Sunday, despite 13 Oriole hits. 12 of those, though, were singles. And it's the Celtics coming off a 30-point loss in Game 3. Saying this, Game 4 tonight, 8:30 tip-off.
And there's a quick
3-0.
A year ago.
To the show. 3-0 was
about a year ago.
Yeah, it was about a year ago. So why didn't Lou take one for the team? You know, what happened to Wolf back here? Shows up today, slurring his words because he's got the Novocaine. It would have been great. And we all had a few laughs. Instead, we have to go back and dig out my old stuff from a year ago.
I don't know what their beef is.
God. Thoughts and prayers to you there, Louie.
Unbelievable.
Thoughts and prayers. What a
big baby.
Pussycat.
Just take some meds.
I took them. And the worst part.
Some drugs. I'm not going to be at work.
The worst part about it was that they told me it would wear off by 1 o'clock. And I didn't have the guts to tell you guys as at like 1:30, quarter or 2, I'm sitting there and I'm trying to read something and we're going, it's not working out so well.
No.
And then that was the 2 o'clock
trend. And then it just disappeared.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Keep up with the show on Twitter at OMF on WEEI. Before, during, and after the show at OMF on WEEI. Let's get you back to more of Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier right now on Sports Radio WEEI.
Okay, so how do you feel about your role on the Celtics?
I just do the best I can with the cards that I've been given. You know, I just come out, try to play hard. And add to winning as best as possible. I think everybody's happy when you win. So as long as we win, I'm fine with everything. I don't make the decisions, but I come out and try to play hard and add to winning and be a good teammate.
There you go. Jaylen Brown out there in L.A. And so what did he do? He sat down and talked with ESPN. Why not? The Jump today. Talked a little bit about the adversity that surrounds the Celtics.
See, there's a lot of adversity.
Hello. A lot of conversation about you guys. How can they put the pieces together? We know they have the talent. So and so said this. So and so said that. So and so called this person. Well, this person said this person. How do you deal with that? Especially when it's like one of the leaders of your team, Kyrie Irving, that has been saying some of this stuff publicly and sometimes about you.
You just keep going. At the end of the day, like Brad Stevens believes in a participatory democracy. Like everybody's a leader.
Okay.
So it's not just on one person. It's on all of us. So we come out and try to govern ourselves the best way possible and help each other succeed. Sometimes it's tough. Sometimes it's ups and downs. I've experienced this the first time I've experienced it in my career where it's been the media. So
strong, as in like the presence, but that's a part of the league. You know, this is where the league is going. The media is going to still continue to be there. It's not going to stop. So I'm just trying to brace and get used to it now.
A participatory democracy.
Yeah, I don't buy it.
Everybody has a voice. Everybody's opinion matters.
Does not work. No, somebody's got to be the leaders. There's got to be a leader. There has to be followers. And
well, can't you see that? Isn't that when you hear that, you can kind of understand, oh, well, this is why everybody's saying something different.
Right.
Hey, my voice. Hey, Brad said my voice was just as important as yours.
Believes in a participatory democracy, like everybody's a leader.
Now, okay. I don't believe Brad believes in that because it's not really working for his team, because you're right. So everybody's got to take a role, and therefore some players are more valuable than other players, right? So it doesn't work. It sounds nice. You know, you can put it on a placket. You can sell it and put it on a Hallmark card.
That's the NBA mentality, though. Hey, this is the NFL. We're not going to sit there and govern you and act like your opinion doesn't matter. Everybody, tell us how you feel.
All right, we got a little bit more, especially out of Philadelphia now, on the Michael Bennett trade. If you missed it, you're just getting out of work. The Patriots apparently have made a trade today. They have acquired defensive end Michael Bennett. Yeah, that Michael Bennett. The one that was with Seattle, you remember him? Philadelphia. They have given up a 2020 fifth-round draft pick. And in return, they send a seventh-round 2020 draft pick. But we're getting a little bit more information, because Adam Schefter has also tweeted out that a source is telling him Martellus Bennett would like to come out of retirement. Maybe there's a deal for both of the Bennetts with New England. But we're finding out that he was on the NFL Network this morning, and he was not happy with the money that he's scheduled to get this year, which is $7.2 million. Now, that money is not guaranteed. So he said, we're in a tough situation, talking about the Eagles as far as the salary cap goes, and I am not willing to take a pay cut. Now, when a man says that, I am telling you they went to him and they asked him to take a pay cut. And he said no. He added to the NFL Network show this morning, I actually want a pay raise. Whatever team I go to, I want to get paid more than I do now. Okay, if that's the case, then this deal is looking a little bit different now than we were describing it before.
Why? You think he's going to get a pay raise?
No, I think he wants a pay raise. He's saying it. So going to New England, I don't believe the New England Patriots are going to give him a pay raise.
No
way.
They just traded they swapped picks, but whatever. They just got his salary. They inherited his salary,
and it's
non-guaranteed.
Not guaranteed.
Yeah, it's not guaranteed.
Not guaranteed.
So okay, sure. But also I think that was him big time in the situation, and you know that when he talked to the Patriots, it was probably a totally different discussion. Hey, we're going to trade a few. We ain't giving you any more money, just so you know. And we'll cut you if it doesn't work out. And all we lost was a fifth-round pick.
We like to do incentive deals, okay? So we'll do an incentive deal for 22 sacks this year, all right? There you go.
So we talk about how he's tough to like.
He is tough to like.
You go back to the incident that happened in Vegas and the allegations that he put on the Las Vegas Police Department. Well, just to refresh your memory, the Las Vegas Police Department responded to Michael Bennett's allegations, and here's just a little taste of it.
So this is Under Sheriff Kevin McMahill.
As they moved towards the nightclub, an individual later identified as Bennett was seen crouched down behind a gaming machine as the officers approached. Once Bennett was in the officer's view, he quickly ran out of the south doors, jumped over a wall onto Flamingo Road east of Las Vegas Boulevard into traffic. Due to Bennett's actions and the information the officers had at the time, they believed Bennett may have been involved in the shooting, and they gave chase.
So they told him to stop. They told him to, right, you know, get down. He didn't. He ran. And again, it's a live shooter. It's an active shooter. Nobody knows what the hell is going on. Get down. Be quiet. Right? So he told a completely different story. And they caught him in a lie.
Totally lied, which we've seen people do. There have been numerous cases right now. We just went through one with Jesse Smollett, and people are making stuff up. It's a real issue. It's a character flaw,
I would say.
Yes. So you're bringing this guy in, and he's a hell of a football player. Nobody's denying that. Right? Hell of a football player. Even though it is at his advanced age, he's going to be 34 this season. But there's some other baggage that goes with this guy. I think you've got to be concerned. I'll guarantee you it's something the Patriots talked about. Then we gave you a bunch of quotes where he's ripping the crap out of Greg Schiano after he was out of Tampa Bay. And Greg Schiano's not going to be his defensive coordinator. Yeah. There's some issues. And then on top of that, if you're going to, if Schefter is correct, and you're bringing Martellus in with Michael Bennett, you're going to have both of the Bennetts?
Yeah.
I'm not sure two of the Bennetts are better than one of the Bennetts.
Yeah, and just to add these, I know we're going to take a break real quick, but other brothers that could possibly reunite and be part of this brotherhood. This is a realistic brotherhood. They're all kin.
605.
How about Chris and Kyle Long? How about those two guys?
Terrific.
How about the Pouncey brothers?
Yes.
That would be an interesting thing. Those guys are nuts also. How about Rex and Rob Ryan? Bring them back as coaches.
Please, I'll pass on that one. I will pass on that one. Remember the days when Rex and Rob used to look alike? They look nothing alike right
they're
now.
They're not twins.
Like, Rob just looks like, you know, he's a homeless guy just walking the streets. And, you know,
looking for spare change.
Exactly. And Rex is like really slick and he's got the suits on and whatever. He's still talking the same BS. 617-779-7937. Another hour to go right here on OMF.
I never came here to kiss Bill Belichick's, you know, rings.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.